Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Glancing at the Stars. Over the past weeks, I've talked about the many ways astrology can be applied in our material world. It is, in my opinion, an exceptional tool for showing the energies that comprise any situation, event, or person. In my counseling practice, I primarily use astrology as a diagnostic tool, as well as providing a framework for an individual to view and to better understand his or her current issues. Over the years, I have realized the more a person goes through life routinely, or driven by patterned behavior, the more likely he or she will experience the negative sides of the planets like Saturn and Pluto, while clinging to the positive sides of planets like Jupiter and Venus. In all honesty, this applies to most people. From this perspective, astrology can appear fatalistic as a causative agent for qualities of life we label good and bad. What I try to convey as a teacher is that each of us can choose how we want to experience the energy that the planets represent. It is why I emphasize the importance for everyone who is interested to learn the basics of astrology, especially the core meanings of the planets. Practicing this technique of choosing what traits of a planet or an aspect between planets to experience can liberate us from habitual and conditioned responses. As we all know, these pattern behaviors tend to repeat over and over. Our astrological charts show them clearly, and the transiting planets to our natal charts show when they get activated in various ways. So a basic understanding of astrology can serve us well in repatterning certain behaviors that compel us to act in ways that cause us conflict, whether with others or within ourselves. I also have come to realize that no matter how effective astrology can be in helping us navigate our world, it ultimately must be discarded if we want to experience complete liberation. While it can be purposely applied to assist in experiencing higher and deeper states of consciousness, it is simply another tool to keep us within the boundaries of consciousness, and those boundaries, no matter how expansive, remain a limitation, as well as implying a duality which cannot exist in the absolute. Still, we must function within this material existence, and it is important to have all the tools we can to survive and to thrive. This week, Jupiter and Saturn are trine to each other. Together they represent the forces of expansion and contraction, of growth and decay, of moving forwards and moving backwards. In short, they represent some of the basic dualities we face. Being in trine, however, means that we can integrate those polarities more easily, where they can operate harmoniously rather than causing stress, such as the alchemy of living.